Thank you so much for joining us on the River City Church podcast. If you're blessed by this message today, we would love to hear from you. Check out our website at rivercitychurch.cc and let us know what God is doing in your life. If you would like to support this ministry financially, click the giving link on our website and choose the best option for you. Thank you again for joining us today. We hope you enjoy the message.
Tonight, I want to talk to you guys about moving forward. Just as life happens, as situations happen, as storms happen, we are to move forward. We are to keep moving in one direction and one direction only, and that is forward. That is towards what God is calling us to. And the scripture that I want to read out of is Matthew chapter 14, and it's verses 24 through 32. If you have your phone, you can open it up. I have to say this because I deal with youth. If you brought your Bible, you can open it up, or if you have your phone, you're allowed to pull it out right now, and you can open your YouVersion app up, or they'll put it up on the screen here so you can read it, but I will read it to you. It reads like this. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from the land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting the waves about 3 o'clock in the morning. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them, walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage. I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why do you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him. "You really are the Son of God," they explained. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for today, Father. I thank you for the day that you have made. We will rejoice in it, God. I thank you that we get to gather in your house today and just glorify you and worship you. We say that you are most worthy of the praise, Father. And we thank you for your word, that it's a lamp into our feet and a light into our path. God, I thank you that you extend your hand out and that you're pulling us out of the storm, God. Lord, just use us to grow your kingdom in a mighty, mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, life happens to everybody, and there's always those situations, there's always those storms, there's always those moments where we just kind of get stuck. We just kind of can't get past. And I was thinking today about really a moment in my life where there was a storm that I really didn't know what to do. I really didn't know how to get past it. And it was about a year ago, my father passed away. And the storm really started much sooner than that. About 5 years ago, my dad was diagnosed with bladder cancer. And they removed his bladder, and they did some surgery on him, and they got rid of the cancer, and he was good. But the five-year mark is the golden mark. If you can make it to the five-year mark, then your life expectancy just grows by a whole bunch. So he was about at the four-and-a-half-year mark, and it was Christmas, and he wasn't feeling well, and he went to the doctor, and he got basically diagnosed with cancer again. And I remember I was at the doctor's appointment with him. And the doctor came in and he was like, "Hey, Mr. Tatum, I don't know how to tell you this, you know, but your cancer has come back." And it was like words that you don't want to hear, you know. We had beat it. We were done with it. It was in the past. We weren't going to deal with this anymore. And then, you know, the doctor comes and he tells this, but I'm a man of faith, so I just begin to rebuke it. You know, I rebuke that. I rebuke the cancer. I rebuke that. And I'm believing that my dad can be healed. I'm believing that my dad will move forward, move past this. But, you know, there are much worse things than death. And to watch my dad have to go through this, you know, really put my life on hold just to take care of him, just to be there with him. And he was diagnosed at Christmas, and he died 3 months later. And at that point, you know, I'm like, I've got to be the man now. I got two sisters. I got to be strong for them. My dad had asked me to officiate his funeral. He's like, "Son, no one knows me better than you. Will you get up there and say words about me. And I was like, absolutely, Dad, it would bring me honor to be able to do that for you. So I got up there. I had that on me, you know, like, I got to do this right. I got to bring honor to his name. You know, I'm a son. I'm supposed to honor my father. I got to get up there and I got to do the right thing. And I got to do this. I got to be strong for my sisters. I can't show a sign of weakness. I can't show a sign of just emotions, you know, so I would just push that thing down. I would just bury that thing. I would just bury that thing. And really, in my mind, I wanted life to just stop. I needed a pause button. I needed something that would just stop so I could reflect, stop so that I could just get a hold of myself, stop so that I could just see what was going on just for a moment. But I still had to be a husband. I still had to be a father. I still had to be a spiritual leader to some of the most amazing people that I know. I still had all these things to do. And I'm so thankful for the local church, for this place, because God uses these gatherings, God uses these moments to pull us out of the storm, to show us that we don't have to be burdened by that thing, we don't have to be weathered by that storm, that we can walk past it, that we can move forward. So I come in here one Sunday, it's months after my dad had passed away, and I'm still carrying this thing, I'm still wearing this, and Pastor Brian, being led by the Holy Spirit, he opens up the altar, he says, I'm going to have a moment of prayer if you're burdened by something. And I'm like, man, I'm burdened by something. If you're weighed down by something, I'm like, man, I am weighed down by something. He's like, I want you to come forward. I want you to come forward. And I do what most everyone does. I say to myself, man, there is somebody worse than me right now. I don't need to go up there. There is somebody else that needs to stand in my spot. There is somebody else that could be up there. I don't need this. I don't need to move forward. But in reality, I didn't want to move forward because in my mind, I didn't think I was capable of being anywhere else but down. I didn't think I was capable of being anywhere else but depressed, anywhere else but alone. But God reached out his hand and he said, you can come forward. So I stepped forward, and as soon as Pastor Brian started praying over me, I melted. I began to weep and I cried. And I remember this because Justin Todd asked me after the service if I heard the little old lady that was crying. I was like, yeah, I heard him. It was me. I was the little old lady. And he was like, no, it wasn't you. I was like, I promise it was me. And in this story, this text, this scripture, we see the disciples who, after Jesus had told them to go to a new destination, to go forward, to go to the next place, they're caught in this storm. They are caught in life. They are caught in the layoff. They are caught in the bad marriage. They are caught in the sickness. They are caught in all these things. And if you're in here and you deal with doubt, if you've ever been burdened with doubt in your life, have hope, have encouragement to know that these disciples who physically got to see Jesus, who got to lay eyes on the real, full person Jesus, and they just had watched him perform a miracle of feeding 5,000 people with a Happy Meal. He fed 5,000 people with a Happy Meal, and their go-to answer when they seen Jesus walking across the water is, it's Patrick Swayze. It's a ghost. I've been waiting to use that joke forever. The youth, they don't know who Patrick Swayze is. So, Christian humor, anyways. And we see Jesus, Peter's like, if that's you, God, if that's you, call to me. That's exactly how it was. God, if you're there, just call to me. Peter says, if that's you, Jesus, call to me. And Jesus says, it's me. Come, Peter. Come, make that first step of faith. Take that first step out of the situation you're in. God was calling Peter out of the storm. God was calling Peter forward. God was calling Peter to something better. When we're stuck in the storm, when we're weathered by the storm, we have to have faith, knowing that, this is good, I wrote this down. We have to have faith, knowing that our storm has no hold on us. Knowing that the storm we're in doesn't define us. The storm we're in doesn't get to dictate life. Doesn't get to tell us how life ends, doesn't get to tell us how the outcome of life is. It doesn't get to keep us from going to the calling that God has placed onto our lives. And as Peter began to move forward, and he started out in life. Now he's going good. You know, he's got a stride. He's out on the water. He's walking towards Jesus. The storm's not happening. Life is good. And then life happens. More storms come up. He begins to look at the storm. He finally got that medical bill, that big medical bill that he doesn't know how he's going to pay for. He lost his job. He doesn't know what he's going to do. His kid just became a teenager. Oh my gosh, what a storm. I don't know what to do. But as we move towards the calling of God, as we move forward, the enemy continues to attack. Jesus said that it wouldn't be easy. That life wouldn't be easy when we decided to follow him, that life would be hard. And Peter began to look at the storm. Peter began to be more focused on the storm and less focused on the one calling him out of the storm, less focused on Jesus. And as Peter stood there, he took his eyes off the direction that God was calling him to. He took his eyes off forward. He stopped pressing forward. He started to sink. He began to doubt himself. He began to think that he wasn't capable of going to the calling that God had placed in front of him, the destination, the goal that God gave him. He doubted himself. So he began to sink. But there is good news, church. The Bible says that God will never leave us. God will never forsake us. And God was there to extend out his hand to Peter and say, take my hand. Let me pull you out of this storm. Let me dust you off. Let me push you in the right direction. Let me push you forward. When life happens, the devil is going to try to capitalize on the moment. He's going to capitalize on your pain. He's going to capitalize on your hurt. He's going to capitalize on your loneliness, on your stress. He's going to try to convince you that you can't move past the storm. He's going to try to convince you that you are not strong enough, that you are not pretty enough, that you are not good enough, that you are not confident enough, that you are not smart enough, that you are not healthy enough to move past the situation you are in, but God is here to tell you that you are strong enough because your strength comes from me. You are pretty enough because you are made in my image. You are good enough because you can do all things through my Son. You are confident enough because my Spirit lives within you. You are smart enough because my wisdom is being poured out from heaven onto you. You are healthy enough because by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. You are all those things because God made you to be all those things. God made you to push forward. God made you to be strong enough to weather the storm. God made you smart enough. God made you good enough to be able to defeat anything that the world would place in front of you. Anything that the world would try to hinder you from finishing God's calling, from entering into what God has called you to do. As Christians, we know one direction, forward. We are called to go forward in life. We are not called to dwell on the past. Paul said in Philippians 3 that he was focused on one thing, forgetting the past and focused on moving forward towards the goal that God had placed in front of him through Christ Jesus. Jesus went to the cross and he died and he shed his sinless blood so that we didn't have to carry those things. We didn't have to take those things beyond the cross. When Jesus died, we got to be better than the storm. We got to be bigger than the storm. We got to move past all those things. The devil has no place in our life. The devil has to flee. He cannot keep you from getting to where God has called you to do. But it takes work. It takes work to move forward. It takes faith to move forward. It took faith for Peter to step out of that boat and make that first step and to leave that situation he was in. It takes faith to step past that medical bill. It takes faith to step past that bad diagnosis. It takes faith to step past that death in our family. It takes faith to step past loneliness. It takes faith to step past those things. But I'm here to tell you, as God opens that door and shows you the direction out, shows you the way out, the devil might be able to trick you. He might be able to confuse you. He might be able to lie to you and tell you that you don't belong on the other side of that door. You don't belong there. There is no place for you there. You just need to stay right here. You're better right here. But once you take that first step through that door, the devil cannot go there. Because there is light on the other side of that door. And the Bible says that where there is light, there cannot be darkness. On the other side of the door, there is blessing. On the other side of the door, there is healing. On the other side of the door, there is strength. On the other side of the door, there is freedom. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the Spirit of the Lord is on the other side of that door. So step through that door. If you're weathered by a storm, if you're burdened by a storm, all you have to do is have faith to take that first step. To take that first step out of the situation you're in. Take the first step forward and allow God to show you a direction better than where you're at. That was never God's plan for you. It was never God's purpose for you to be burdened by that thing, to be weighed down by that thing. God's purpose for you. God has a plan for you. He has a future for you. And that future is of good and not disaster. That future is a future. It's a hope. It's prosper. It's success. It's all those things. Youth in here, whatever drama that you're dealing with, and I know you're dealing with drama because you're young people, you don't have to. That God has put a greater calling on you than drama. God has put a greater calling on you than what the media tells you. God has put a greater calling on you than social media. God has put something great inside of you. When you were born, He formed you. He placed something in you to be great. And if you would just take a hold of it and you would just run towards that thing, I'm telling you, there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper. You will succeed. You will achieve. Everything you touch will prosper. You're like little Josephs. Everything Joseph touched prospered, and that is you. You were little Josephs in this room. And tonight, if you're burdened by something, if you're weighed down by something, if you're weathered by something, if you have something holding you back from what God's calling you to do, I encourage you to come forward to this altar. We're going to open up the altar. The band is going to lead us in another song, and during this song, I just encourage you just to leave it here. Leave it at the altar. You can come forward right now. You can come forward. Make that first step. Make that first step forward. Show God that you have the faith that He can pull you out of that storm. Show God that you have the faith, that you have the faith to be able to weather this thing, that you can beat this thing. Just come lay your hand on the altar. Aaron, you can just lay your hand on this altar. Just come forward. Youth, you can come forward. Adults, you can come forward. The band's going to lead us in this song. And through this next song, we're just going to reflect. We're going to pray. Prayer team, if you'll come forward and begin to lay hands on those that come forward and just begin to pray for them. Begin to just leave this thing at the altar. It was never God's purpose for you. It was never God's purpose for you. You can leave it here. You can leave it on this altar. You can have this thing broke off of you.